Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. Beck, let's get to work. How's the tuning? Brand new strings on here, not yet played. Shout out to D'Addario. I got some flat wound chrome 13s on here. That's my standard gauge for this guitar. I'll go down to 12s on a solid body, and that's pretty much it. I keep it pretty simple. Flat wounds, my whole life I've been using flat wounds. And I find these to be pretty durable and good sounding and consistent. That's what I like in the strings. So, we did singles, we did doubles, singles, doubles, then we go to singles and doubles combined. Let's do two singles and a double. This is what drummers call a paradiddle. This is the most basic rudiment that, you know, it's one of the very early rudiments that drummers learn. Right, left, right, right, left, right, left, left. Okay, one hand sounds like, you know. That's what one of the notes sounds like. So what is this like on guitar? Why am I playing it this way? Well, I'm thinking of, again, I went over this in the first video of this series, but in case you missed that, I'm thinking of the right hand sticking as being the higher string. So in this case, I'm just playing the G and D string. So in this case, that's the G string. It's right, and the left is the lower string. Right, left, right, left. So this is right, left, right, right, left, right, left, left. Sorry, I'm getting something on my computer. Error message, still recording. Okay, cool. That's the basic vibe. And then how might we practice this to make it interesting? There are many ways. Let's try this. First, let's just try unaccented, just trying to get the notes even. I'm gonna stomp my foot so you can hear a beat. Shifting it over by one, like 16th note or whatever, each time. So I think of these as rhythmic rotations. If it's sort of like it's turning it on the beat in a different way. So the first one is just starting on the beat, right, left, right, right. The second one was starting on the second. If you think of these as 16th notes, it's starting on the second 16th. And then starting in the middle of the beat. Then I'm starting in the end of the beat, last 16th. That's a good little warm up. Now we can also combine this with the accent thing to really make sure that you're. I'm gonna turn up this guitar a little bit. I'm afraid it might be soft. Okay, that should be much louder in your mix now. I just noticed that that level was a little low, but I don't want to start this video again, so let's just go from here. Doesn't matter. Don't need. You get the idea. So, but for accents, let's just go back to. Now, drummers do this with the sticks. When I was studying some drums, I did this. You know, where you accent each part of the paradiddle. So. I'm going to accent. I'm not going to do the rotations this time. I'm just going to start it on the downbeat, and I'm going to accent the first note, and then the second note, and then the third note, fourth note. 2, 3, 4. You're gonna find, I think, that the second note of those doubles is the hardest one to accent. It is on the drums as well. To get a double and to get that second note accented right, that really gives you a lot more control. And so I work a little extra on that one. It's when drummers practice doubles, a lot of times they'll, I don't have the sticks here, but they go boom bet, boom bet, boom bet, and they'll do like, you know, they'll practice getting that second one, a little extra accent on that second one to make sure that it's strong. Because it's easy to get the first one strong, but getting the second one, which is kind of a more of a rebound kind of. You can even do that when you're practicing the doubles, just the doubles by themselves. Swing it. Okay, so back to the paradiddles. Now you could combine this with the accents thing. Mm. And so on, you know, just do this whole thing, just shift it over the way we did it. Another thing is to combine it with the patterns that we did for the singles and the doubles where you do the string skipping. So that would be like. You notice I didn't say it, but it should be obvious that this is a reversing symmetrical pattern. So when you do it at paradiddle, it has a right hand and then starting with the left hand. Or with the drums, it's right hand and starting with the left hand. With the picks, it's starting with the downstroke and then starting with the upstroke. Down, up, down, up, up, down, up, down. So it's actually alternating one way and then alternating the other way. I actually played some music last night at a gig at the Stone. It was a music by Matt Mitchell that had something in it that was like... had a little figure that was just exactly this type of thing. So, you know, it does come in handy to have this these type of patterns just kind of ready to go. Okay, so paradiddles, many things. I mean, you could do it with scales. Or, you know, different scale intervals. I'm doing sixths in B flat major. You can reverse it. Tune pretty much. So that's about it for that. I would like to do another video on tuning now that I've been talking about that a little bit. But let's stick with this topic for now. And the next thing will be getting into some triple strokes will be the next thing. So stay tuned for that. All right. Back, let's get to work. Today, I'd like to work a little more on this paradiddle thing and show you one of my favorite workouts. Speaking of working out, I'll be at Solar Myth in Philadelphia on Friday playing a long set, 90 minutes of Monk material. And it's going to be a warm-up for the New York shows on the 16th and 18th of October. So if you happen to be in the area, spread the word. And also thank you for spreading the word about this Patreon. It's really been expanding. A lot of people have been signing up, and I hope you dig it. I encourage you to ask questions because that prompts me to get into things that are relevant to the folks that are on here as opposed to just blabbing on and on like I do. So here we go. Okay, paradiddles. So last time we were working on these paradiddles, let's stick with my same F and C. Paradiddle. Whatever strings you choose, whatever notes you choose, you know. And I find that this stroke really increases my dexterity and allows me to get kind of unusual combinations of singles and doubles pretty easily. Really loosens things up, but even more so is expanding it into double and triple paradiddles. So this is a single paradiddle. This is single, single, double, single, single, double. I'm going to put an accent at the beginning. Okay. Now a double paradiddle, all it's going to have is two more singles at the beginning with another accent. So right, left, right, left, right, right, left, right, left, right, left, left. Or in guitar terms, down, up, what is it going to be? Down, up, down, up, down, up, up, down, up, down, up, down. You could do it kind of feel like. Try and accent it. I'm just gonna accent the groups of singles like this. Okay. Sounds kind of like 1 2 1 2 rest 1 2 rest. Okay, so it's kind of a three, the length of it is kind of like three. Now, triple paradiddle, as you could guess, is just one more. So it's like. Okay. So that's like stroke. That's like feels like four. One, two, three. One, two, three. Just change the notes around as I'm doing these, just to so I don't get stuck in any particular formation. So here's the workout: single, single, double, double, triple, triple, single, single, double, double, triple. Okay, so this is like single. So single, single. So that's going to be, you know, it's nice to do them in pairs because you get the up, you get the downstroke version, and then you get the upstroke version. You want to get the regular and the reversed. And then you do doubles. And you do two triples. And you do the exact same thing again, but you cut off the last triple. So you're going to do. And then just. And then you're going to start the whole pattern again the opposite way. So instead of starting with the downstroke version, you're going to start with the upstroke version. And then up. This is going to work naturally with the pick, cuz when you do only one triple at the end, it reverses the pattern, right? And this works out nicely to be like four bars or two bars or something like that. See, what is it? Dun, dun. Right, so that's four bars. If this is a beat, and I'm playing 16th notes. Reverse. If I do it even faster, you can hear it better. So I'm just voicing the accents. So this is beat. That's the whole exercise. So you might, you know, work on it slowly. Thank you. sorry, I messed that up. It's a good workout. You'll feel it. You'll feel it in the hand. Don't do it to the point where your hand is hurting, but do it to the point where you feel a little bit of a burn, you know, and then ease off, and then try again, you know. And I think that you'll find that this is pretty fun little groove that you can do. I don't know. You could do this while you're watching a movie or anything. It's just sort of physical calisthenic type of stuff, but definitely build some muscles and build some dexterity. All right, leave your comments in the comment section and hope to see you out at some of these gigs. I've been working hard on this monk material. All right. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading, we work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.